This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will jointly inaugurate the Tata aircraft complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India. Apart from Tata's leading defence public sector units such as Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited, as well as private micro, small and medium enterprises will contribute to this program. On reaching Vadodara, both the leaders will hold a roadshow and later hold delegation-level talks. The Tata Airbus project is India's first private sector aerospace project for military planes under Make in India initiative, which highlights the growing strategic defence ties between India and Spain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the gauge conversion of Bhuj-Nalia rail line to the nation today through video conferencing from Amreli in Gujarat. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer, Western Railway, Vineet Abhishek said that the project will provide cheaper transportation and boost economic activities in the Kutch region of Gujarat. In anticipation of high passenger volumes during the upcoming Diwali and Chhat festivals, Northern Railway has implemented special crowd management and control measures at New Delhi Railway Station and Anand Vihar. A designated holding area has been set up at both the stations, equipped with additional ticket counters, automatic ticket vending machines, inquiry counters, catering services, drinking water and mobile toilets to enhance passenger convenience. Talking to media, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, CPRO Northern Railway said, Railway has segregated, reserved and unreserved passengers at the entry level only. He said, during this festive season, Railway has made several arrangements learning from past experiences. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has said that 185 lakh metric tons of paddy fixed for Kharif marketing season 2024-25 will be procured and not a single grain of paddy will be left out. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Joshi announced that an online portal for grievance redressal of rice millers will be launched shortly so that any difficulties faced by the stakeholders can be addressed promptly. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, will celebrate its 20th formation day today in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the inaugural ceremony of the event. The theme of this year's formation day is Empowering Communities for Disaster Risk Reduction through Awareness for Behavioral Change. There will be three technical sessions centered around the main theme. Apart from this, several documents will be launched, including guidelines, SOPs and books on different disaster themes. In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nomination papers for the first phase of assembly elections will be taken today. 805 candidates have filed their nominations for the first phase of polling to be held in 43 constituencies on 13th of next month. Candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. Counting of votes will be taken up on 23rd of November. In Japan, the coalition led by Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, has lost majority in parliament. According to provisional election results, opposition parties secured more than half the seats in the lower house. With results of 22 seats yet to be declared, the LDP and its coalition partner, Kometo, have bagged 208 seats as against opposition's 235. The largest opposition party, Constitutional Democratic Party, has won 143 seats so far. In table tennis, India's Yashaswini Ghorpade and Kritvika Roy has clinched the women's doubles title at the WTT Feeder Calgary 2024 table tennis tournament in Italy last night. The star Indian duo defeated the South Korean pair of Yoo Se-woo and Kim Hyun 3-1 in the final to capture the crown. In wrestling, India's Chirag has bagged the gold medal at the Under-23 Wrestling World Championship 2024 in Tirana, Albania. And that is the end of this news bulletin.